John was serving breakfast at the Copthorne Hotel in Plymouth this week when he suddenly took me back to April Fool's Day 1984. "You did a trick on my dad. He had him queuing up for hours," he said, as he delivered the cornflakes to my table. "Aha! The power of telly." Yes, it was a great gag, and it worked a treat, because like all good April Fool's tricks, we think it might actually be true. "Good morning, wide awakers," I said. "Don't forget that today's the day when you have to get your bicycle license. You'll need a license for that bike if a copper asks to see one." Mm-hmm. Good touch, that, including the rule of law. "You can pick them up," I said, "any time before 12 o'clock midday." That's the little bit that gives it away as an April Fool's joke. Here's where I might have made a very small error, though. "Don't forget, you can get your bicycle license, wide awakers, from any police station." Oh, how I rued those words later on. Where is the local cop shop? Have we got any idea? How often do any of us ever go there? Especially when you're a kid. So naturally, John sent his dad down to the police station to queue up with all the other parents doing what their kids had asked them to do because Timmy had said so. "You've got to get a bike license," Timmy Mallett said. Great gag. We finished the show and went off for breakfast having a laugh. About half past ten, the call started coming into TVAM's switchboard. And before midday, there was a complete and utter flood of irate parents. "I've been waiting down at the police station and there's no such thing as a bicycle license. My kid doesn't know whether they can go out on their bike or not. It's not fair." Oh boy, did we laugh in that office. And then I left. But it got worse. Because the chief constable of half the constabularies in Britain rang the managing director of TVAM to personally complain that I was wasting police time with this stupid idiotic prank, and what was he going to do about it? What he was going to do was sack me on the spot. But fortunately, he couldn't get hold of me. Instead, he hauled in the head of children's programming and he gave him a roasting. "Get on CITV this afternoon and get Mallett to apologise and then we're going to fire him." And then my boss did a really, really nice thing. He actually stood up for me and said that it was a planned item and Timmy couldn't go on CITV this afternoon because he was away on another assignment. Phew, that was nice. Because actually, it wasn't a planned item. I just did it. So Arabella went on CITV instead of me and told them straight, "Listen, wide awakers, it's a joke. April Fool's tricks are supposed to be elaborate tricks that fool people. Don't worry, you're not alone. Thousands of people fell for it. You don't need a bike licence and enjoy the show tomorrow." So thank you, Nick, for standing up for me. And now I'm happy to say sorry to all the chief constables who had to face anxious youngsters and their parents. And I promise I will never, ever, 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 ever do an April Fool's trick like that one ever again. I'll just stick to putting mustard on my family's cornflakes instead. And John at the Plymouth Copthorne, sorry to your dad as well. But it was funny. And I'm really glad I did it. A bike license!